That's why we brought as well this, the trophy that the winner of the FIFA World Cup wins. Only the FIFA president, presidents of countries, and then those who win can touch it, because it's for winners only. And since you are a winner, of course you can touch it. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's the winner trophy. The last one who lifted that is Leo Messi. Yeah. And here it is in the Oval Office in the White House.
Can I keep it?
Hello and welcome to the Sound of Football podcast. I'm Graham Sibley, and as ever, I'm joined by Jan Bilton.
Hello.
And Terry DeFellin.
Hello. Bonjour.
Willkommen. etc, etc. Yes, of course, it's a special episode of the Sound of Football because it's our fake draw. Yes, our fake draw for the World Cup 2026. Would you believe, Terry, this is our fifth fake World Cup draw? We started doing this in 2009.
I believe this was the thing that made the podcast. I think that it was this fake draw, the idea of the fake draw, which whenever it was who suggested it to me that we do this, I have to say I thought this is a stupid idea. Outwardly, I was like, yay, great idea, person whose idea it was. Congratulations, let's do it. But I was like, oh, this is a stupid idea. Why are we doing this? But it wasn't a stupid idea. It was a brilliant idea. And that's why we keep doing it, because it's brilliant. And if you're listening to this for the first time, my goodness, you're going to realize, you're going to be thinking, this is a stupid idea. Wrong Terry was actually right back then. And this is a stupid idea. But in fact, by the end of it, we'll be going, oh my God, it's a great idea. But just remember, guys, remember, it's fake. So don't go planning your holiday, unlike some people. Hey, Jan.
It just made me think, when I first joined the pod, which is many years ago now, you guys, well, if you did, I certainly didn't remember when I showed up for the recording that there was a fake draw going on. And then one of you said, oh, it's a fake draw. And I was just like, what? Are we actually going to do this? And then got so into it, as Terry mentioned, I actually started thinking in my head, oh, I could probably book that day off to watch that game. It can draw you in, listener. It really can draw you in.
Because we try and make it as accurate as possible. We really do. Seriously, now. So I've trawled through all of the guidance and such on here. We don't really know how it's actually going to work on the day, because they only decide that about a day before. Once they decide that things have to go a certain way, if you understand my meaning. But we have a fair idea of how it's going to go. We already know who's in the pots, ish, but it's a bit tricky because there's a lot of teams that haven't been decided yet. Actually, six places here haven't been decided yet, and they will all come down to playoffs at the end of March. That's not a very satisfactory way of doing things, is it, Terry, considering that those teams are only going to have a couple of months to prepare before the World Cup?
No, it's not. I mean, I suppose the way to look at it is that, well, you should have done better qualifying, you loser. Could be the way of looking at it. But it is harsh, because when you look at some of the teams that are in that playoff, you think, oh, that's quite exciting for them, and they've done quite well to get there. But it's difficult, because with the way the international calendar is now, I guess they probably just feel it's not realistic to organise playoff tournaments before Christmas. And then a lot of countries go on winter breaks and stuff like that. It's not always practical. And so, yeah, I guess the next international window is March. So I guess you just have to file it under tough titty, really.
Yes, indeed. That's the official filing system there of the Sound of Football. So, for the sake of the draw, we know roughly where these sides are going to go. But for teams like Northern Ireland and Wales, they will find themselves with other things to worry about. They've got a playoff to worry about before the business of the World Cup. So, we'll explain that more as it comes. But I think it's probably best if we just start shaking the big velvet bag and start pulling out some balls, don't you think? Jan, are you ready for this? Are you girded up? Are you looking forward to any big surprises coming out of the velvet bag?
There's always a surprise. So politics creeps into it sometimes and it makes it a bit more interesting. But of course, you must remember, and this is more of a note to myself than to anybody else, that this is a fake draw.
It is fake. It is entirely fake. It is entirely fake.
It shouldn't be. We really should have been doing this for some years now, the real one. But for some reason, Bald FIFA Guy clearly doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yes.
And he should.
Listeners of old, I will have to say before we start that the scrubby brush is not being used this year. One year I did use a scrubby brush with coloured pushpins in it, just so I could make sure that there weren't too many teams from confederations in the same group. It worked really well, but I've gone all modern and I've got a spreadsheet and everything now, so I don't use that anymore. You loved the scrubby brush, didn't you, Ian?
I did. In fact, I'm sure that's on our Instagram.
Oh, it's on the grid. It is on the grid, definitely.
It looks amazing. Yeah, it was great. It's a shame that that's gone, but you have to move. I mean, the technology's there, Graham. Why don't we use it?
Well, yes. But hey, let's get those balls in the pots, shall we? There they are, tumbling away. Now, the way it's going to work, all the teams in pot one are going to be drawn out first. The three hosts, USA, Canada, and Mexico, are already in groups. Mexico's in Group A. They will be playing the opening fixture of the tournament. Canada in Group B, and United States are in Group D. Yes, you thought I'd say C there, didn't you? No, they're in Group D. I don't know why. But hey, that's how it's going to work anyway. So in pot one, we've got Spain, Argentina, France, England, Brazil, Portugal, Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany. So without further ado, let's shake those pots and see who's going to go into Group C. Jan, who's in Group C?
Let me just get my hands in there, Graham. It is Brazil.
Brazil. Brazil goes into pot C. I'm going to pick out who's going to be in Group E. And it's Belgium. Belgium are in Group E. Terry, who's in Group F?
Hold it up to the microphone so that the listeners can see. Argentina.
Argentina. Jan, another one from pot one.
Okay, just have it on rummage now. Oh, it's Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal.
In his last ever tournament, promise, yes, honestly, it's going to be his last tournament. There he goes. Terry, who's next?
Germany
going to Group H. I'll pick one out for Group I. And it's France. Jan?
This one is... Oh, this is interesting. This is England.
Oh, it's coming home. It's coming home. We're in Group J. Group J, everyone. Terry, there's only two more balls in the pots now.
Okay. Netherlands.
The Netherlands, which means that I must be picking out from pot one, the only ball left in pot one, and it is. It's Spain. There you go. So... they have. I mean, yeah, it's not very exciting yet. All we've seen is just names going into individual groups. We knew that was going to happen anyway. But England, obviously, near the end of the draw there, means we'll have to wait a few days for them to start their campaign. There are going to be a lot of games to be played in this first round, this first group stage, because obviously there's 12 groups, 6 games, 12 groups. That's 72 games. 72 games to reduce the tournament to the size it was in Qatar. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a good idea. Before anyone says anything, it's a really great idea. Bald FIFA guy said.
Yeah. Of course, it's not very interesting when you've only picked one out, is it? So it becomes far more interesting when you pick a second team out. Now, when we're picking these ones out, I'll be picking out what position they are in the group as well, because that is what they do at the draw to make sure that we know that what order the games are played in. So what we'll start off with, I think, Terry, you can start off with seeing who in pot two will be joining Mexico. Now, there's no CONCACAF teams in pot two. Terry, do you want to read down the list of pot two countries before we start drawing them?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Right. Okay. So in pot two are the following nations: Japan, Switzerland, Morocco, Uruguay, Senegal, Croatia, Australia, Iran, Colombia, South Korea, Ecuador, and Austria.
Very eclectic mix there, isn't there? Why don't you pick one of those guys out then? As I say, no CONCACAF countries in this one, so any team will do for Group A.
Senegal.
And Senegal will be going into position four. So they'll be the last team that Mexico play in their group. Right, Jan.
Okay, just picking this one out here. This is South Korea.
South Korea going into Group B with Canada. And they're going to go in position two. I'll pick one out now. And it's Uruguay. Oh, nah, no, it's not, because this is Brazil's group. And so Uruguay can't go in with Brazil. They're going to have to go into Group D with the United States. Oh.
Our first constraint. How exciting.
Yes. Very exciting, isn't it?
This is brilliant.
I do enjoy a constraint.
Well, Terry, let's see if you can pick out something unconstrained.
An unconstrained, let me see, a non-constraint, if possible.
Yes.
Here we go. Iran.
Iran can go in with Brazil. And they're going to go into position four. Oh, by the way, Uruguay went into position four as well. Jan, who's next?
Next out of the hat is Austria.
Austria. Ooh. Austria in with Belgium. Now, all right, the rules say that two European sides can be in the same group. They have to be, because there's 16 of them. Otherwise, it just gets insane, doesn't it? Well, it means it's impossible. And again, they're in position four. Lots of position fours coming around at the moment. And I'm picking out Morocco. Morocco are going into position three in the same group as Argentina. Next, we move on to Group G, which is Portugal's group. Terry?
Ooh, it's Croatia.
Croatia. Portugal, Croatia opening that group. Because they're in position two, so that's a nice opening fixture there. Croatia, obviously the finalist in 2018.
Absolutely. And Luka Modric, of course. Modric versus Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes. God, combined age of, what, 79?
Something along those lines. Yeah, absolutely.
Jan, who's going to go in Germany's group?
So joining Germany in Group H is Ecuador.
Ecuador. You have to, don't you? You have to.
It's the law.
And they're going Ecuador into position three. And that leaves me to pick out Switzerland. Switzerland to go in with France in Group I in position four. So they will be the closing fixture in Group I, France and Switzerland. Terry, who's going to be in with England? Come on.
Okay, well, this is a doozy, chaps. It's the Ashes at the World Cup, lads. Australia. England v Australia.
Oh, I wonder if that'll be over in 2 days too.
2 minutes, you mean?
And it's England's
after we've
opener.
Thrashed them 6-0.
It's England's opener. There you go. Oh, England, Australia. Oh, dear. Yes. Jan, who have you got to go in with the Netherlands in their group?
Well, joining them, Graham, is Colombia.
Colombia in position three. And then finally, out of the pot to go in with Spain, I've got, thankfully, Japan. Japan in position four again.
Excellent. Look at that. Goodness.
Well, it's filling up already. Half the team's picked. It's going swimmingly so far, isn't it? We've only had one constraint so far, But obviously, it's going to get a bit more difficult from now on. Yang, could you read through the teams in Pot 3 for me?
Of course I can. In Pot 3 are Panama, Norway, Egypt, Algeria, Scotland, Paraguay, the Ivory Coast, Tunisia, Uzbekistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa.
Yeah, these are Pot 3 sides. Uzbekistan haven't even been to a World Cup yet, and they're in Pot 3. What does that say for Pot 4, eh? There's some interesting teams there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some rubbish teams in there too. I'm being a bit disparaging. I'm not massively across. But I mean, I don't think that the Uzbeks are particularly strong, although obviously Pot 3, fair play. We know Qatar are garbage and also don't have a proper team. But Egypt are in there and they are great stages, as are Algeria, the two North African giants. And nobody messes with Cote d'Ivoire. But I think the one that stands out, of course, is Norway, who had a cracking qualifying group. No one is going to want them in the fake or real draw, frankly.
Well, no. And this is the first time they've been to a World Cup since 98. Them, Austria and Scotland haven't been at a World Cup this century. So it's going to be very interesting to see what those sides do. They're going to bring the fans, aren't they? The fans are going to come over for this one because, well, almost once in a lifetime, isn't it, for them?
And they'll be allowed in.
Well, yes, there is that.
Sorry, that was a political comment. I withdraw it.
Oh, no, it's fine. I think we're allowed to throw a few snide comments in there. It's the FIFA World Cup, after all.
True.
Should we start putting in teams from Pot 3? Now, Panama, obviously, are a CONCACAF side, so if they get drawn against any of the host nations, they'll be moved, much in the same way that Uruguay were moved. But other than that, Norway and Scotland won't be able to go into Group E or G, or I, because there's already two European sides in there. So let's just start pulling them out and then start moving them around if they need to be pulled around. I'll go first this time. And I'm going to go for... who's this? It is Tunisia. Tunisia are butts. But Tunisia can't go into Group A because Senegal are there. So they've got to go into Group B with Canada and South Korea. And they are going to go in position 4. They'll be Canada's last game in the group. Terry, do you want to pick out a team to try to go into Group A? Don't pick another African team or Panama, because they won't go.
Whatever you do, don't pick an African team.
Who have you got?
It's an African team. it's Algeria.
It's Algeria. Well, Algeria will slot nicely into Group C with Brazil and Iran. And they're going to go into position 2. Jan. Surely you can pick a side that isn't from Africa or North and Central America.
It is at random, so I don't know. But it's Qatar.
Qatar. There you go. They can go in with Mexico. Yes, the hosts of the last World Cup in with the hosts of this World Cup. And they're in position 3. They'll be opening against Senegal and hopefully being stuffed by Senegal. Right.
That's the spirit.
Group D, United States and Uruguay. Who's going to join them? Maybe it'll be Uzbekistan. Maybe this will be the U group. Well, it's not. It's Scotland.
Ooh,
Scotland into position 2. That's the United States opening game. Yeah, they'll be playing Scotland. Scotland's first game at a World Cup for 28 years is going to be against the host, the United States. Not really. It's fake, remember. Remember, listeners, it's fake. Oh, got to be careful, haven't I? Terry, you can pick one out. Don't pick Norway because Group E has already got two European sides in it.
So don't pick Norway, no?
Yeah.
Don't pick Norway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Indeed. It is Cote d'Ivoire.
Cote d'Ivoire. Cote d'Ivoire. They can slot very nicely into position 2 in Group E. Jan, do you want to pick one out? Pick one out
I
now
do.
To go to Group F?
Into Group F go Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia can go into Group F and they can go into Group F into position 4. They will start the tournament against Morocco. That's not an easy start for them.
No, not at all.
And they will finish the tournament against Argentina. Days is going out, mate.
Well, they had Argentina in the last World Cup, didn't they? So, to
just
be fair.
Just going to say that. Yeah, they beat them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Terry, what about Group G?
Group G?
Yeah, not Norway again.
But not Norway.
Yeah.
As you wish. South Africa.
South Africa. In with Portugal and Croatia. And in position number three. I'll pick for Group H, Germany and Ecuador. We'll be joined by Paraguay. No, they won't be joined by Paraguay. Paraguay will have to go in with France and Switzerland in position three.
Yep, it's another constraint.
It's another constraint. It's another constraint.
Loving the constraints.
South American constraints, isn't it? They're the ones that have been coming out so far. Yeah, and you'll have to fill up Group H for me. Germany and Ecuador will be joined by whom?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, yes, in their first World Cup. And they will be in position number two. Germany's opener there against the Uzbeks. Terry, why don't you see who's in England's group?
Oh, blimey. Do you know who's going to be in England's group?
We all know what's coming now, don't we?
It's Oscar Bob's Norway.
Oscar Bob's Norway. Oh. England's group's looking tasty already, isn't it?
It really is. If that's how it comes out, that's going to be super tasty. Yeah.
Super tasty. And they're in position four as well. So that's going to be England's final group game. Oh, dear. Yes.
So England may have to beat Norway to go through. Oh.
Yeah. 8 third place teams go through in this competition. So you have to be doing really, really awful to get knocked out. But we know you've got it in you, Scotland.
Come on. Let's save the Scotland ribbon for when it happens, shall we?
Yes. Yeah, and do you want to pick out? There's only two left in this pot, so who can you pick out for Group K?
I can pick out Egypt.
Egypt. Egypt are going in position four in Group K with Netherlands and Colombia. It's all very good. And so that leaves me to pick out Panama into Group L in position two in with Spain and Japan. That's Spain's opener, Spain-Panama. Maybe they'll stuff them. Was it 6-2 we beat them in 2018?
I believe so, yeah.
It was my birthday and I was getting horrendously drunk in St. Petersburg.
In the happier days, happier times, when you could do that sort of thing and not be accused of being a spy.
Well, yes. Yes.
Although.
Thank you. Yes.
Although he did change markedly when he returned from Russia. Business, it should be said.
Boja moi.
That's about the time you got that Ferrari, isn't it, Grim?
Yes.
And that gold roof that you put on your house.
My solid gold roof, yes.
Solid gold roof.
Well, should we pick out pot four? This is where it's all going to get a bit crazy now, isn't it? Because this is where all the playoff sides are. Yeah, no matter how good you are. So Italy, ranked, I think, 12 in the world, are in this pot because they haven't qualified yet. They lost twice to Norway. Yes, they lost twice to Norway, and Norway are in our group. It's a fake draw. It's a fake draw, listeners. Now, this is the one where the constraints really kick in. Now, we don't know how it's actually going to work. It's not been officially revealed. So the inter-confederation playoffs are playoffs between five confederations. And what FIFA did before for the Women's World Cup was they said, well, whoever the seeded team is in that group, that's what they'll treat it as far as the draw's concerned. So the seeded teams in these playoffs are Democratic Republic of Congo and Iraq. So those playoff places will be treated as an African country or an Asian country. So even though it might not be by the time the playoffs are played, this actually happened in the Women's World Cup where Panama ended up in the same group as Jamaica. Jamaica, who famously went through in that group ahead of Brazil because they managed not to lose against France. So, yeah, so we could have a rare instance of two teams, non-European teams from the same confederation being drawn together in the same group by the time the playoffs are actually played. Of course, there's no problem with that with the UEFA playoffs because they're all Europeans. So, Wales fans and Northern Ireland fans, listen out, because this is where your teams come into the picture. You are in Path A, so that's the one you've got to listen out for, in there with Italy and Bosnia. Path B is Ukraine, Sweden, Poland and Albania. Path C is Slovakia, Kosovo, Turkey and Romania. And Path D is Czech Republic, Republic of Ireland, Denmark and North Macedonia. Terry, do you want to read out the rest of the sides that are in Pot 4?
Jordan, Cap Verde, Curaçao, New Zealand, Haiti, Ghana, and that's it.
That's it, yeah. That's it. Yeah, you've also got the four UEFA ones, and I'll read out the names of the sides in the intercontinental playoffs. They're quite exotic, these ones. New Caledonia and Jamaica will have a semi-final to play Democratic Republic of Congo. And in the other pathway, Bolivia will play Suriname, an all-South American continent fixture there, even though Suriname don't play in CONMEBOL. And they will play Iraq in the final there. Yeah, and do you want to pick out a team from Pot 4 to go in with Mexico, Qatar and Senegal? Let's complete Group A.
So completing Group A is the UEFA playoff winner from Path C.
Yeah, Path C. That's the one with Kosovo in there. Yeah, do you think Kosovo got a chance there, Terry?
That's difficult to say, really. I picked up Kosovo down the years because a team from that part of the world, that part of Europe, you would imagine is always quite strong. You kind of always want to fancy the Balkan sides, but I'm not altogether sure I feel that.
Yeah. Turkey and Slovakia, I think, are probably the more likely ones out of that one. I think Turkey, that may be just the easy one to go for there, I think. Yes. Well, anyway, they're there in with Mexico. The tournament opener, so whoever wins that playoff in our draw will have the honour of opening the tournament against Mexico. Terry, do you want to pull out something to go into Group B?
Happy to. And there is, that's the intercontinental playoff winners.
Ah, now this is the Iraq one, isn't it?
So Iraq one, yes. Sorry, yes, Iraq, brackets, yep. Iraq.
So they won't be able to go into Group B because South Korea are there. They won't be able to go into Group C because Iran is there. So they'll have to go into Group D. So USA versus Iraq is on.
It's a thing. Yeah, although Iran versus Iraq might have been interesting.
No, that can't happen.
No, because of the constraints.
That's why the constraints are there, obviously. Yeah, well, that's obviously if Iraq make it through there. But for the sake of the draw, Iraq is there. Right, I'll pick out a team to try to get into Group B. And it's Cape Verde, though it's not Cape Verde, because Cape Verde can't go in with Tunisia, they can't go in with Algeria, and they can't go in with the Ivory Coast, so they've got to go into Group F. No, they can't, because Morocco's there, and they can't go to Group G, because South Africa's there, so they've got to go into Group H. Yeah, the Blue Sharks, they were great fun at the last Cup of Nations, so really looking forward to seeing them at the World Cup. Brilliant, and they're in Germany's group with Uzbekistan and Ecuador. Yeah, they don't have a chance there, do they? Well, maybe they do, them against Uzbeks.
I think I will be doing a lot more of my homework a little bit later towards the build-up to the World Cup, and so a lot of these teams I don't know. But I'm going to suggest that Uzbekistan and Cape Verde, they will be looking to score that third place, I reckon, Germany and Ecuador.
Yeah.
Will probably do enough, Ecuador particularly.
Yeah, finish second in qualifying, yeah. Which is no mean feat in South America. Right, Jan, you better try and fill out something because I made a real hash of that one, didn't I? I had to go to Group
H. No, you did
H.
Very well. You
group
did very
H.
Well.
Blimey.
Okay, so I've got the other Inter-Confederation playoff winners.
Right, okay, and that is DR Congo, and that's going to be like all the other African sides. That's going to have to run all the way down to Group I. Yep, this is how it will work, listeners. They'll have a supercomputer to do it. I've just got a very hastily cobbled together spreadsheet. But yes, the Democratic Republic of Congo's playoff winners, they'll be in with France. They'll play France in the first game of the tournament. They'll be in with Paraguay and Switzerland. Right, let's see if I can pull out a team to go into Group B. Jordan. No, I can't pick out a team to go into Group B. Jordan go all the way down into Group E. Yes, they go into Group E, where they'll be playing Belgium, the Ivory Coast, and Austria, opening against the Ivory Coast. Well, this is going well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure this is the way it goes.
This is the way it goes. Hopefully. I've still got to look and see, because otherwise we could end up with three or four teams that don't fit in anywhere.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, not on my watch. Terry, please try and find a team to go into Group B.
I'll see if I can avoid a constraint. Oh, it's Haiti, lads. It's Haiti. Sorry.
That's fine. Well, at least they only have to go as far as Group C. They'll go in to Group C with Algeria, Iran, and Brazil. Right. Jan, do you want to have another go at trying to complete Group B?
I'll give it a go, Grim. Oh, sorry. It's Ghana.
Group B just doesn't want to be completed. but what it does do is it completes Group J, believe it or not. Group J is now complete with England, Australia, Ghana, and Norway. That's got Group of Death written all over it, hasn't it?
It's a massive Group of Death, that is.
I didn't think a Group of Death would be possible in a 48-team tournament, but yeah, that one honks, that one. That's a really horrible, horrible group, isn't it, we've managed to pick for England there. Well done, lads. Well done all round. Terry, I'm looking at you now. Please, right. Please
you
try
want me
and
to
complete.
Find something from Oceania to pop into Group B.
Well, that would be helpful. A European side would go great into there. What have you got?
I've got Curaçao.
Curaçao.
I looked it up.
Oh,
Curaçao.
Good. Yeah. Yes. The only qualifier named after booze. Yeah. Lovely cocktail ingredient. Right. So they are not going in Group B. They've eschewed Group B. So they have to go into Group F. Now, there's an alert out now because there's three European sides left in the group. And New Zealand. And now the European teams cannot go into Group G. So whenever New Zealand come out now, they've just got to go straight into Group G. And all the other places will be filled up with European teams. So I'll just pull out, hopefully, European side. And I've got UEFA D. So this is the Republic of Ireland's playoff. And if they're successful getting through, they will be in with Canada, South Korea, and Tunisia. Not a bad group. So, Jan, if you can pick out New Zealand, they're going straight into Group G. If not, whoever you pick out is not going into Group G. Who have you got?
I have got the UEFA playoff winner from Path B.
From Path B. Okay, so the UEFA winner from Path B, they will go into the same group as the Netherlands. They'll go into Group K with the Netherlands, Colombia, and Egypt, which actually, that's looking pretty tasty as well, that one. Because Path B, that's got Sweden, Poland, Albania, and Ukraine.
That's tough.
Whoever make it out of that one is going to be a tough draw to have for a pot four side, isn't it?
They'll have earned that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Terry, do you want to pull out another one?
Yep, I will pull out another one. There's only two, to be fair, to go. So let's see if they were whether or not. Let's see whether or not.
Well, we know where
New Zealand
will
just simply oblige, eh? But yes, we know. Let's see if we can make it sing. Ah, there you go.
New Zealand. New Zealand go in there with Portugal and Croatia and South Africa. So yeah, they're opening the tournament. If you've got a cricket match in Group J, we've got a rugby match in Group G, opening with South Africa versus New Zealand. Which means that Wales and Northern Ireland are the last out to go into Group L in with Spain, Panama, and Japan. Well, that's it. I think that works. I'm pretty sure it does. It looks like it does. Let's have a look. Let's have a rundown of all the teams and all the groups. Yeah, do you want to start by reading off Group A?
Yeah, of course. So Group A is Mexico, the UEFA playoff winners on Path C, Qatar, and then Senegal.
Group B, Canada, South Korea, UEFA playoff winners from Path D, and Tunisia.
And Group C is Brazil, Algeria, Haiti, and Iran.
And Group D is the United States, Scotland, the Inter-Confederation playoff winners from Iraq's group, and Uruguay.
Group E, Belgium, Ivory Coast, or Côte d'Ivoire, Jordan, and Austria.
And Group F is Argentina, Curaçao, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia.
And Group G is Portugal, Croatia, South Africa, and New Zealand.
Group H is Germany, Uzbekistan, Ecuador, and Cape Verde.
And Group I is France, the Inter-Confederation playoff winner with Democratic Republic of Congo, Paraguay, and Switzerland.
And Group J is England, Australia, Ghana, and Norway.
Oh.
Group K is the Netherlands, the UEFA playoff winner from Path B, Colombia, and Egypt.
And finishing off with Group L is Spain, Panama, the UEFA playoff winner from Path A, and Japan. Ah, that'd be fun if that's Italy coming through there, but it won't be. What do you think of that one, lads?
Well, I think, obviously, Group J just absolutely hums with anticipation. If this was real, that would be absolutely superb. I want to look at Group D in Scotland's group there.
Yeah.
United States are the hosts, and you don't know how the hosts are going to do it. And we just don't, I don't think we know quite what Pochettino's US team is really going to do and how well it's going to do. So it could be a recipe for absolute disaster and humiliation. I've just got that vibe. I don't know where it comes from. Uruguay are in crisis, of course, because Bielsa is just like doing Bielsa things. So if he's still the coach by the time that comes around, then that could be really interesting. So I don't know. I think that one's quite open. I think that could be a bit of a group of life, that one. But yeah, it's all amazing stuff, isn't it, really? But those are the two that sort of like genuinely leap out. Yeah, I suppose, you know, Portugal, Croatia, the battle of the Titans. Modric and Ronaldo has got some appeal as well. I'm sure that'll be one for the kids.
Jan, anything standing out for you?
Well, Scotland's, without going through exactly what Terry's just gone through, I think they'll fancy themselves there if it was real, of which, of course, it's not, Jan. It's not real, Jan. There's always that caveat. So if that was real,
yeah,
they would definitely fancy themselves there. I think Scotland have got enough to... To echo Terry's point, we don't know much about the United States, but as it stands, and in my memory, in my mind, I think Scotland will do well there. I don't think Germany will have too much trouble in Group H, if it was real, Jan. Group I looks quite interesting, I think, with France and Switzerland in there.
Yeah.
And Paraguay back in the World Cup as well, which is great to see.
What do we think about the host chances? I think Canada is looking, perhaps, they've probably got the toughest draw, I think, out of the three hosts.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's probably not uncontroversial to suggest that Canada are the team with the least pedigree of the three host nations, leaving aside whoever the playoff winner would be. South Korea and Tunisia are both good stages with quality players. I think that's what you'd look at. You just don't know. And it's not out of the question at all that Canada could play above themselves. I'm not saying they have bad players in that Canadian side. It's just more a question of pedigree. But I think it's a nice mix for them. And hopefully it'll be a memorable tournament for them. Yeah, I just have to finish third. Mm. And there's a good chance that they'll find a way of shoehorning them through.
Well, if Mexico and Canada do get off to a slow start and they only finish runners-up in their group, they will face each other in the round of 32, which will eliminate a host quite early anyway, won't it?
Group E. I think Belgium could be in for a tough time because Austria are definitely on the move as a nation. And I think you would be careful about underestimating the Ivory Coast as well. And that could be an interesting one there. I thought Austria played very well in the last Euros, albeit it's tough. It's a tough tournament and it's difficult to progress. But I don't think too many people would have complained if they'd maybe gone an extra round further, Austria, in the last Euros. And I'm quite excited to see what they will do this time around. And this is my horrific Bundesliga bias coming through, obviously. but I think it's backed up by evidence. And so, yeah, that will be a tough one. And Belgium, I don't know. I think there's a sense that perhaps Belgium would just ever so slightly over their particular hump and perhaps heading for a bit of a transitionary period.
Yes, yes, that's true. Well, the actual draw is on Friday the 5th of December. So from when this comes out, it'll be Friday week. So we've got a little while before that happens. We've actually got a whole weekend of football to look forward to. So I wonder what we'll be watching this weekend.
I wonder.
Well, I would imagine that this whole draw here will have given you a taste for something a bit more exotic this weekend. So how about the Copa Libertadores final then on Saturday, Terry? How about that?
Yeah, Palmeiras versus Flamengo. Absolutely. Yeah, all went live on free telly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you always should take advantage of the opportunity to be able to watch some proper foreign football rather than the continental stuff that is basically just normal football. But yeah, two Brazilian teams. What a surprise.
Well, yes, what a surprise. And I'm sure I'll find something to say about Arsenal versus Chelsea. Maybe I'll just write about how rubbish Spurs are. That'll be good.
Might have to form a queue there. Form an orderly queue. But we should just do that, apart from the Copa Libertadores, which I think is worth it. But with every other preview, we should just like basically spend 300 words just saying how shit Tottenham are. Every preview. Nothing to do with the games whatsoever.
Well, I'm sure the Liverpool fans will thank you for that anyway. And if you want to see what we think of those games and the games that we actually cover this weekend, then get along to sofpodcast.com and click on the link for the weekend box set and subscribe to our Substack. And it'll be in your inbox on Friday lunchtime. But that is all we have time for this week. So from me, Graham Sibley, from Jan Bilton, and from Terry DeFellin, it's goodbye.
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 Get in touch with us on Blue Sky or Instagram, where we are at Sound of Football, or go to sofpodcast.com. Like us, share us, rate us and review us. Do it now!
Yeah, it's a bit stabby, that pub, isn't it?
It's a little bit stabby.
Fewer stabs, fewer cokeheads as well. Yeah. That should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.